The obvious things are make certain that you're hydrated, drinking plenty of liquids, clear liquids, not, not booze, obviously. So, there is something about making certain that you are there. Obviously, in terms of trying to keep the house cool, then drawing the curtains, putting the blinds up, particularly those windows that are facing the sun can help keep the temperature down indoors. Opening those windows then, if it's safe to do so at night, so you're getting a bit of the cooler breeze into the house during during nighttime once the temperature start falling. All of those kinds of things can help us at least try and keep a bit of cool space in the house. Obviously, if you want to kind of cool your body temperature down, there's little things you can do. Stick your feet in a bowl of cold water, have a lukewarm shower. Don't necessarily dive in a freezing cold shower in case the cold shock sort of makes things worse. But a lukewarm shower can help cool you down and just try and sort of keep the body heat down a bit so you avoid some of the health effects that you get with a heat wave. There's plenty of things in terms of keeping cool that we can do, and of course, there's probably two sides to this. There's keeping cool and the effect of heat, and then there's the effect of sun on those really hot, sunny days. And that's, again, more obvious stuff like staying out of the sun between those peak hours, kind of 11 to 11 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe stretch that to three. Wear a sun hat, make certain you're up there, and make certain you've got a really good SPF 30 or and above sun cream on. So plenty of little things to try and keep us safe from both the sun and the heat. I always think, I suppose, for me, first off, about the effect of sun. It's sunstroke, it's heat stroke, it's dehydration and becoming disorientated. But that sort of heat thing, there are groups, babies under fives do heat up and cool down more quickly, so they need to be careful. If you're over 65, it becomes maybe a little bit harder to regulate your temperature. And if you've got existing conditions like a cardiovascular condition, and essentially in hot weather the blood gets thicker, so you're more at risk from blood clots. And that's why it's important that we do try and keep ourselves cool just to avoid those kind of not direct effects of heat, but almost the impact it has on existing conditions. And there's plenty of other stuff. There are some medications for mental health problems which can be more affected by dehydration, which is why you need to be hydrated there as well.